on bringing books to life. The simplest, most resilient, tested, and lasting unit of information that can transfer large amounts of knowledge between human beings is a book. Reading a raw book is like eating soup from a can. It's very nutritious. It tastes okay. It is fine. But there is a better way. To improve a book, we can use a capable narrator to read it and record it, creating an audiobook that we can bring with us on an adventure. For example, we can pack a day pack, go to a nearby state park with long winding trails. Along the way, we can relax, enjoy the season, the atmosphere, and learn. Combining a nature walk with the audiobook version reveals the original paper book for what it really is. A paper book is about long-term storage of ideas that can be archived for ages and enjoyed for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. A book should be decoded from text to audio. Only then can we fully process the ideas that the author wants to share. To back up this claim, think of a business asking employees to read a particular book. Would it not be much better to help the employees to a day off and gift them a well-narrated audio version? A good book is more than just a thing to be read line by line. A book not only contains ideas and tools for thinking, but also the author at the time of writing. To read a book for real, we really have to hear the author speak. We have to be able to feel their soul, heart, and spirit. Should the author prove worthy, we should become friends with them across space and time. Perhaps even make them part of our extended family and put their photo near or on the fireplace mantle. A good book is a book that makes us a better person by transferring some hard-earned wisdom, a kind of timeless love that helps the world become wiser and better. Much of the world is still divided by imaginary borders. The division relies on political, religious, and cultural indoctrination, presenting a subset of reality, if not warping it entirely. Making wisdom more accessible, especially to young people who learn the fastest and are about to face challenges previously unseen, is more than just a good idea. It is our moral duty. I ask all the companies who hold the ability to release meaningful audiobooks to students to do so right now. We should not hope to make money by restricting or impeding access to knowledge. Not to the generation that now faces the problems we were unable to stop ourselves from propagating.